It is Monday. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Welcome back.
This is part two.
Part two of yesterday morning, we started talking about the Fayetteville Film Festival.
Correct. And this is part two. Here's a theory for filmmaking now.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from a gentleman named Russell Sherman, who teaches film in the Department of Communication at the university.
All right.
Don't wait around for permission.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to make your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And don't wait for somebody to tell you you're good enough. Basically, he says everybody can make a film.
Well, you can probably, well, I don't think probably, if you know how, you can make one with your iPhone.
Oh, yeah, that the technology exists. And he says, okay, so the first one may be terrible. And it's going to look a lot better if you have a real camera, not the camera on your iPhone.
Sure.
But he's going to be talking to student filmmakers at Fayetteville High School Tuesday as part of the Fayetteville Film Festival and encouraging them to go out and make their own stuff. Because here's what happens. You make your own stuff, it gets seen. If you want to work in film, that's how you get in.
It's a visual resume.
Exactly. And so if you want to see what the Fayetteville High School kids and high school kids from other places have been making, at 4:30 tomorrow, they will be screening those at the Fayetteville High School Performing Arts Center.
Oh, fun.
And then also, Thursday night is the opening red carpet shindig for the film festival. Here's the cool part. Another person I didn't know existed. Very excited. His name's Ryan Cockerham, and he teaches at Northwest Arkansas Community College. He teaches music theory. Well, he got this bee in his bonnet that he wanted to play music for silent films.
Okay. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Right. Like the old days when there was an organist who played.
And often music was written specifically for a film, or if not, you had these parts like Car Chase,
right.
Avalanche. Right.
Right. Oddly enough, Grandma played at the cinema in Pettigrew.
His grandmother.
My grandmother.
Your grandmother
Dan's
played.
Dan's grandmother
okay.
played at the cinema in Pettigrew.
Wow.
So anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. He decided that he was going to bring these musicians together, and he was going to score silent films.
Mm-hmm.
They don't write anything down. They pick a film. They watch it several times. They play it. So every time they play it, it's different. And this has gone from him doing this in his classroom at NWAC to doing it all over the country. He's got gigs like in, let's see, San Antonio, Houston, Little Rock, and Tulsa this fall, plus the opening gig for the film festival. And they'll be doing little pieces of film, like a little piece of Nosferatu.
Ah. The vampire movie, which is fantastic.
Or a little piece of The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Which
or
is
Metropolis, which he really likes.
And these are all fantastic movies.
He said the great part about them being live is they played the score to Metropolis this summer when a storm was rushing in on the Hot Springs Art in the Park Festival, and it was gloomy, and it was scary, and it really changed how the film affected the music, affected the musicians who affected the film.
It's a live experience.
It's a live experience. This happens at 7 o'clock Thursday at the UARC Bowl.
Right, right. That's on Dixon Street.
And it's free.
And so
you can just go there.
And you say this is not a single film. He's going to do snippets.
Snippets of several things. And for $12, you can get an armband. It's free to get in.
Mm-hmm.
$12, you get an armband, and you get craft beer from Fossil Cove and Apple Blossom and Core and Lost 40.
Well,
it's the bargain of the week.
Yeah, it is.
And let's see. Also this week, on Tuesday night, the preview of the Vietnam War, which is a new AETN thing.
Mm-hmm.
That happens at 6 o'clock at the Fort Smith Public Library, and then it premieres on AETN on the 17th.
And on Saturday afternoon, I'll be at the Fayetteville Public Library with a panel discussion, a screening there, and then afterwards, folks like Roy Reed and a representative from the Library of Congress and Randall Woods, and we'll talk about it.
Cool.
That's Saturday at the library, Fayetteville Library.
And then Village on the Creeks Writers and Poets has moved to Tuesday night. That happens at 6 o'clock at the Artist Retreat Center in Bella Vista, and their guest this week is J.C. Crumpton.
Mm-hmm.
Second Tuesday Night Salon, another author, Lana Givens, who is the author of Peculiar Texas, not to be confused with Midnight Texas. She'll be at The Gathering in Rogers, hosted by Trolley Line Books.
And that's Tuesday night.
And that's Tuesday night. Tuesday night's also the Faculty Music Showcase at UAFS at 7:30 at the Blue Lion. And then on Thursday, there's an author talk with Romilyn Tillman, author of To the Stars Through Difficulties, at the Fayetteville Public Library at 6 o'clock, and a classical outreach concert on Friday with Irish pianist Michael McHale, playing at Covenant Church in Fayetteville at 7 o'clock.
Well, don't tell me you got nothing to do.
Tell me how to do it all.
Yeah, there you go.
My vitamins are not working that well.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.